As we all know, look, Queen Maeve Square is a significant piece of infrastructure in a prime location, and it's professionally managed by Sligo BID on behalf of Sligo County Council. There were over 47 events held there last year, for example. But anyone who was at the recent Sligo Summer Festival, for example, would have experienced how our Irish weather either positively or negatively impact on these outdoor events. Because, you know, I was there on the Friday and Saturday night, the place was big, the atmosphere was buzzing, there was a great mix of community of all ages. And so on those first two nights, I came away thinking, you know, Sligo, we've got it right here. We're on a par with other European locations. We have excellent infrastructure coupled with excellent event management, and the people are coming away happy. But then on Sunday, our unpredictable Irish wet weather kicked in. And on Sunday night, it was somewhat a bit of a washout when, in fact, they had to finish the festival early on Sunday night. So really, the last missing piece in this jigsaw is how are we going to deal with our rainy weather? Because, you know, relying on the Child of Prague certainly isn't working. So simply put, you know, what type of temporary roof are we going to put on Queen Maeve Square? And there are various solutions out there, from retractable, demountable canopies or a marquee type of covering. But our professional engineers and planners in Sligo County Council are looking into that to determine an optimal solution. And if we get this right, we can utilise Queen Maeve Square all year round and expand our offerings, you know, from weekly markets to winter schedule of events, and make Queen Maeve Square the focal point of our community and social events for everybody.
And while the motion was passed, Councillor Higgins, how likely is this to actually come to fruition and move through the various stages, get the covering costed and hopefully purchased and in situ?
Well, as I said to you, the Director of Services is referring, she's already exploring those options. So it has already started. And they are, of course, it comes down to funding and budgets and so forth. But we'll be having our budget meeting in November. And certainly all my fellow councillors were very supportive of this motion. So look, if we want it to work for the Sligo community and beyond, we need to make sure that we put the infrastructure in place.